Hi, my name's Anissa Malik, and this is my Q&A with Dr. Catapano. Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. It's good to see you.
You too. Okay, so question number one. How long would you say vaping has been an issue in school?
Vaping has become an issue among students, I would say, over the last two school years. It became a big issue in the spring, about a year. Spring of 17 was when it really skyrocketed, and we started getting more and more information and cases about it. And unfortunately, finding students in possession of the devices while on school grounds. So I'd say that's when it really, really took off and became the issue that we really needed to focus on.
Okay, and what is the school doing to address this issue?
Well, you know, we mention it to students on a regular basis. We have in our health classes, I know the health teachers have brought in Officer Wendy from the Suffolk County Police Department to speak about the dangers of vaping, specifically related to the chemicals in the devices. And I know Officer Wendy reiterates the laws specific here in Suffolk County and in New York State. We're also continuing to speak to students and talk to them about it. We have modified the code of conduct to be a little bit more severe and more specific in relation to vaping. And just in fact, by coincidence today, myself and the other administrators have been visiting English classrooms to briefly discuss the issue, mention the dangers of vaping, and hopefully to encourage students to make healthy life choices, as well as reiterate the code of conduct and the unfortunate consequences that can arise from being found in possession of a device on school grounds.
Yeah, for people that don't know, what are the penalties if you're caught vaping on school grounds?
Any student, the reason why we're so severe is because it is a violation of local and state law. Even students under the age of 18 by law, or any person under the age of 18 by law, is not permitted to be in possession of these devices. And any person over the age of 18 who may legally purchase one cannot have one on school grounds because it's a public building in New York State, and that's New York State law. So any person found in possession, specifically students, the first offense is a minimum of 5 days. And for a second offense, it would be more severe. Unfortunately, if we were to find cannabis oil or THC oil in the device, then that is considered a drug or drug paraphernalia, which would lead to a superintendent's hearing and a suspension of no less than 30 days.
Okay, and last question. How can the students help?
The students can help by continuing to be, you know, positive role models to themselves and each other, make positive life choices to avoid these kinds of pitfalls that would put them, their bodies, in danger in an unhealthy situation. And also, if they, you know, we've been saying for a long time with the Sandy Hook promise that we've embraced, if you see something, say something. If you see something that makes yourself, makes you uncomfortable, and you think it's not what's best for you and the school, then by all means, let myself or one of the other administrators know, and we'll do what we can to ensure a safe environment conducive to learning for everyone.
Okay, and that's all for today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to be here.